As you know, severe rainstorms moved through parts of the Commonwealth on Saturday, dumping up to 8 inches of rain on some areas and leading to a variety of problems, mostly related to flooding and high winds. So far, 4 confirmed deaths and 1 unconfirmed death have resulted from these storms. The confirmed deaths are located in Madison, Barron, Allen, and Lincoln counties, with the unconfirmed death being a person missing and presumed dead in Marion County. Many other people were rescued from their homes and vehicles by daring rescue crews and others. The damage is widespread. Several water treatment and sewer plants are underwater, and we have significant road damage in multiple counties, and some 49 school systems were closed or delayed this morning. We also have power outages. I want to update you on the damage and talk about the state's response. First, I want to assure our Kentucky families and our Kentucky businesses that have been affected by this latest weather-related catastrophe that we're going to do whatever is necessary to help you survive and overcome the impact of the storms. I cannot stress strongly enough the safety and rescue aspects of our efforts right now. That is the number one priority that we're still engaged in. I cannot stress strongly enough encouraging the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky to be extremely careful when trying to handle floodwaters. Out of the 4 confirmed deaths, 3 of those are a result of someone being swept away by floodwaters when they have tried to cross those floodwaters. The unconfirmed death is also from the same type of situation. So the phrase, turn around, don't drown, is very, very appropriate in this kind of situation. And we want to continue to stress to everybody in this Commonwealth to be very careful and to use good judgment when trying to deal with these floodwaters. How are we responding? First of all, earlier this afternoon, I spoke with President Obama about these storms. The President called to offer whatever assistance is needed and to also let us know that both his and the First Lady, Michelle Obama's, thoughts and prayers are with all of us in Kentucky during these very trying times. We have also been in contact with officials from the Federal Department of Homeland Security. Second, since Saturday, May 1st, we have been functioning and operating under a statewide state of emergency. This state of emergency declaration was confirmed by me in writing today and is being filed in the Secretary of State's office. 41 counties, as of a few minutes ago, have issued emergency declarations, either in writing or verbally. 15 cities also fall in that category. My declaration authorizes the Division of Emergency Management, which operates the response and relief activities for the state, to request needed federal assistance and consult with the American National Red Cross and local officials on the need for emergency shelters. It also authorizes the Adjutant General to mobilize the National Guard personnel and equipment as needed. I've issued an executive order designed to prevent price gouging by unscrupulous retailers, which unfortunately sometimes happens in times like these. We have more than 1,000 road crew members working statewide to assess damage to roads, culverts, bridges, and other areas. Some are also clearing roads of debris. As of today, we have more than 330 roads closed statewide because of high water, mud and rock slides, and debris. Dozens of other roads are partially obscured. For example, Kentucky 15 at the Clark-Powell line will be closed indefinitely. A 20-foot section of Kentucky 921 in Barron County is missing, and Kentucky 715 in Menifee County near the Red River Gorge will be closed indefinitely because of a major break in the pavement. We have Transportation's Division of Equipment crews standing ready to transport critical supplies as needed, as happened during the 2009 ice storm. The Department for Public Health and the Kentucky Division of Water have issued various warnings and safety guidelines to help residents dealing with contaminated wells, flooded basements, and houses, and power outages. I would urge folks to visit those agencies' websites for further information. I've been informed that as of a few minutes ago, according to our calculations, the state has exceeded the minimum threshold for requesting a federal, national, and major disaster declaration from the President of the United States. And therefore, by the end of today, we will be transmitting a letter to the President asking him for a major disaster declaration. The next step on that account will be for FEMA representatives to come in and to confirm our figures and our damage assessments. We are requesting public damage assistance, individual assistance, and small business assistance.